This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister commissions new JDF unit, government exploring MSME trust at North-South Highway 90% complete. The news in detail after this message.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. Prime Minister and Minister of Defence Portia Simpson-Miller has commissioned a new unit within the Jamaica Defence Force JDF to boost its mobility to respond to emergencies and threats. The Protected Mobility Vehicles PMV Squadron, which houses 12 Bushmaster armoured vehicles, provides a high degree of protection against landmines, gunfire and explosive devices.
The capability of this new PMV Squadron will enable the JDF to fulfil one of its core mandates. That is the ability to deliver its manpower and capabilities to ensure operational success in demanding and dangerous situations. This includes the provision of security assistance to the Jamaica Constabulary Force. This represents a vital and necessary investment in Jamaica's national security and development.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the vehicles can traverse rugged terrain and sustain adverse conditions while providing a greater level of protection for the soldiers on board. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says government is considering the establishment of a micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME trust to further assist Jamaicans seeking to start small businesses. Mr. Hilton says the MSME trust would provide a source of sustainable financing from the government as well as channel beneficiaries into the existing resources to help streamline and grow their businesses.
We're looking forward to the establishment of an MSME trust that will mirror, hopefully, what we've done in the housing sector. I mean, establishing a trust that could mobilize the resources for the sector on a sustainable basis.
Mr. Hilton adds that the matter is still being discussed by Cabinet with a view to determine how the trust will be financed. He was speaking in a JIS think tank session. The North-South Highway is 90% complete and will be opened in phases beginning this month. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing Dr. Omar Davies made the announcement in Parliament on Tuesday.
The section Angels to Linstead will be open by the end of January. The section from Caymanas to Angel will be open by the end of February. The section from Ocherios to Monique will also be open by the end of February. The full highway will be handed over during March and tolling will commence by the end of March.
The section of the highway between Treadways and Monique was opened to the public in August 2014. Minister Davies says as part of the arrangements with China Harbour Engineering Company CHEC, 1,200 acres of land will be provided to the company for secondary developments once the highway is completed. 150 acres have been approved for the construction of 3,200 hotel rooms and 500 housing solutions at Mommy Bay in St. Anne. And the Ministry of Education, in partnership with Digicel Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, has launched the school enrichment program at Gregory Park Primary in St. Catherine. The program is geared towards boosting the literacy and numeracy skills of students in grades 1 to 3. Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, says the enrichment program is part of plans to ensure all schools attain 100% mastery in literacy and numeracy.
It's absolutely important that all children should learn to read and to compute at the appropriate levels by grade 4. And the fact is that many start off slowly and that can benefit from the remedial attention, not by endless extra lessons outside of the school, but rather by the internal developments that can come forward from an enrichment center.
The program was officially launched at Gregory Park Primary on Wednesday. Digicel Foundation and USAID donated several educational tools to the school in a bid to make the learning process easier and more exciting for students. Over 200 primary schools will benefit from the enrichment program. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.